Thank you, Sam. Mr. Shosrai Karopkin. Modern psychologists have written extensively about the irrationality of human beings, that we naturally feel more empathy for an individual tragic story than for when we hear about the death of millions. And we all know this to be true. And often this leads us to irrational decisions, irrational policies, where we give more aid to individuals we happen to have come in contact with rather than those who really need it. But on Tisha B'Av, where our goal is to feel, we need to take advantage of that irrationality. Because if we simply spoke about the destruction and the death of all the people in Churban HaBayit, or during the Crusades, or any other tragedy that is commemorated throughout the keynote, then we will have difficulty feeling the pain. And therefore, some of the keynote, specifically the one we're talking about now, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, focus not on the big story, but on the individual. And we invoke the image of Yirmiyahu mourning over a single person, the boy king, who became king at 8 years old and managed to break the cycle, at least temporarily, of idol worship, to bring about a spiritual revolution amongst the Jewish people. And there was, for a moment, hope that things might turn around, that things might improve. And then, as Chazal understand it, Yoshiyahu didn't realize that despite the fact that things looked good, there was still hidden idolatry. And the Kinah alludes to this, that people still hid idolatry. He used to send spies to root out idols, and people would hide idols. They would build idols which were half on the left side of the door, half on the right side of the door, so when the doors were open, you wouldn't see it. And then, as the spies for the king would leave, they would close the doors, and the idol would be reconstructed. And as a leader, he was held responsible spiritually for this, despite the fact that he didn't know, despite the fact that he tried his best. And then, Paro Nechau wanted to pass through Israel. He didn't want to fight with Israel. He wanted to pass through on his path to war. But Yoshiyahu felt that when the Torah says that a sword shall not pass through your land, that means that if you're righteous enough, then even a sword of peace shall not pass through your land. And therefore he insisted on standing up for his rights, standing up for the border, and refusing entry to Mitzrayim. Yirmiyahu told him not to. He told him it would end in disaster, but Yoshiyahu didn't listen. And therefore Yoshiyahu was killed in Megiddo, with hundreds of arrows piercing him and blood spurting out of him like a sieve. And Yirmiyahu was so distraught that he mourned the death of Yoshiyahu, and he instituted a kinah, which is recorded as recorded in Divrei Hayamim, which Chazal see in the fourth perek of Eicha as being part of that elegy. And that's why we commemorate the death of Yoshiyahu, to try to feel the pain, not through the big picture, but through the stories of individuals, to feel that we lost a great person. Hopefully by seeing that one dramatic picture, it'll open our hearts so that we can feel the magnitude of the tragedies that we're commemorating on Tisha B'Av. But I want to focus on just one image that I think wraps up how tragic his death was. Towards the end of the Kina, in Reish, the Kina says that Ruach Svatav Yivtza Mipiyu Tzadik Hu Adonai Ki Mariti Piyu, that the breath of his lips burst forth from his mouth, it is Hashem who is righteous, for I have disobeyed his utterance. And the Midrash, the Targumim and the Midrashim, the earliest Targum we have, Targum Yonatan, the Targum writes that this Pasuk was said, this Pasuk from the first paragraph of Eicha was said by Yoshio as he died. And despite the fact that he had devoted his life to religious reform, despite the fact that there was a moment of hope, he was the superhero of Tanakh. You read through Melachim, you read through Divrei Hayamim, he is the superhero. We read about king after king who worships idols, and then for a moment there's this child king, this 8-year-old, who appears out of nowhere and brings a religious revolution. And it's, as Sam mentioned, it's the same king, the same Yoshio, who gets killed in this horrible attack, like Achav, like the evil king Achav. And you would think that at the moment of his death, he would feel like it was unfair. I'm the only person who's tried to turn the Jews around. I even succeeded. And I'm dying here because I didn't listen to Yirmiyo. I didn't realize there was idolatry behind the doors. I didn't realize that Mitzrayim was supposed to pass through. I misread, I misunderstood a pasuk. And for that, I'm going to have these arrows pierce me and die at Megiddo. But instead of feeling that till his dying moment, Yoshio says, Sadik Hashem, God is righteous. Kipiu Marisi, it's my fault. I happened to come across last week, I was looking for a shiur by Rav Asher Weiss, and what appeared instead was his eulogy for his wife. His wife passed away just a few weeks ago. She was only 61, and the day after Shiva, he got up from Shiva in the morning and he came to give shiur that night. And he starts his eulogy, as it were, and he says, if you asked me what is the most sublime moment in the life of a Jew, people will tell you Yom Kippur. They'll tell you when we scream out Shema Yisrael after fasting for 25 hours. But he said, I've learned this week there is no more sublime moment than when you lose a relative who is righteous, whose time hasn't come, who represented tzidkus, and you muster up the strength to do tziduk hadin at the levaya and say, I don't know why you did this. It seems unfair, but I have faith that if you took my beloved wife from me when she was only 61, despite the fact that she was so good and she helped so many people, to muster up that strength, to say those words of Tziduk Hadin, that is the most sublime moment that a Jew can ever experience. And here, as we commemorate Yoshio, as Chazal understand it, that's the image that we have in mind. We lost Yoshio, who despite the fact that he was the most righteous king in generations, despite the fact that he'd managed to bring a religious revolution, and his sin compared to what everyone else had done was so little, he was so perfect, his faith was so pure, that instead of challenging God at that last moment, Yirmiyo hears that as he lays dying, he says, nothing can shake my faith in God. Sadik Hashem. God is righteous. It's my fault. And when you realize the magnitude, the gravity of having lost a person like that, someone who had the strength to do tziduk hadin, not even when he loses a relative, but as he lay dying, because he recognized that God is just, hopefully, as we read the Kina, which describes his life, and we recognize how amazing he really was, and how tragic his death therefore was, that will stir our hearts to understand the gravity, not just of his death, but all the destruction that happened after his death, the Churban HaBayit, and all the further tragedies that we commemorate on Tisha B'Av.